doesn't matter. Showtime!
Recommend contact. Contact. We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Happy Thursday morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. So glad to have you here with us. We have so much going on today's show. We got group therapy coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. We're going to try to help Luke out. He woke up in a very awkward situation. He doesn't even know exactly what happened. We'll hear more from him
this
morning.
It's like the story of Pork Chop's life.
Well, Pork Chop knows what he did. It's just really awkward. Also today at 8:10, 7:10 Central, we're hooking you up with a copy of The Lion King. And a lot of other stuff happened in between there. We're going to have the tea with McKenzie, Joe's Need to Know News, your Dummy of the Day, and so much more. You can be in touch with us even right now, anytime actually. 833-563-2539. Social media, why don't you give us a follow if you don't. Joe and McKenzie on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, joeandmckenzie.com.
We love you if you're up this early with us because you feel it.
How you doing today?
Club. I'm good. I'm slowly but surely waking up. A little chilly, a little nippy in the air today. So that's getting used to rather than being down in Florida.
Yeah, it's definitely cold today in Indianapolis, Indiana. I wonder how it is in Houston this morning.
Yes, well, I'm sure it's a little bit warmer, which is, I'm just a warm 60. Weather gal.
60, so. Ooh, I'll take 60.
Ooh, that's too cold for me.
Let's go to Houston. That sounds good.
Yes, absolutely. No, yesterday was really great. I just got a lot of stuff done. Gosh, that seems like so long ago. I did a great workout at Eat the Frog Fitness. They have their grand opening today, so that's exciting.
Cool.
And then I got some food because I had no food at my house and picked up my little Lulu and we just like hung out. It was great catching up with her and the drama of the fourth grade, all the things.
Oh, boy. What is the drama in the fourth grade? Can we reveal any of it? Is it Jimmy again?
She wants to have an overnight this weekend with her girlfriends, so that's kind of exciting and fun. So we talked about that, planning all those things. No, I mean, the drama is just really funny. It's secretive. But you know what I am doing? I could say this because she's not awake right now. They have, I think I mentioned this before, secret readers at our school. It's a mystery reader. So tomorrow I'm surprising her. She has no idea. And they give clues to the kiddos throughout the day, like one, two, three, four clues. And then I show up and I get to read a story to the kids. So I think that'll be really
fun.
Cute. Yeah, and she doesn't know it's me. So like they give like a vague and they're really vague until the end.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was good. It was very busy. I had my second job directly after work here. I had to like run there and I got to take a class yesterday too. And I'm not kidding that I had a bang. We all did. And I swear it dehydrated
yes, we
me.
Did. Woo!
It's very important to keep hydrating while you're drinking your bang. Clearly, I learned that the hard way. And then, I watched a new show called Rhythm and Flow.
How is that?
So hooked.
Girl!
It's amazing.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix and
okay.
It is.
Which I have now.
I know. So you can watch it. Don't watch it with Lucy around though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not like super kid friendly, but it is basically like a singing competition, but for hip hop and rap.
Oh, cool.
And so the three judges are Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper, and they have guest judges like Twista, Fat Joe, Snoop Dogg, all of these people. And it is literally, I'm addicted. I can't stop watching it.
Dope.
I also heard I was supposed to check out the show Unbelievable. Has anyone watched that on Netflix?
That.
It's like about a, it's really intense mystery. Anyway, it's just
no,
to be really
I
good.
Haven't. But if anybody knows, like McKenzie, like if you've seen that, hit us up, Joe McKenzie, and let us know.
Or you need to watch You. Mackenzie.
Ooh, what's you?
You don't want to watch it.
When it first came out, it was like viral. Like, it was viral. Everyone was talking about it, but like everyone finished it within the first week of it coming out.
The plot basically is a creepy guy whose name is Joe. And he, I don't want to give it away.
He's basically
possessive, controlling, stalking, but he seems so sweet and innocent. Remind you of anybody? I'm just saying it'll scare you if you're a single lady.
I'm not going to look at you in a different way after I watch this. Okay, yeah, this weekend I need something really good to watch. Because she wants to go on an overnight, so okay, I need something fun to do.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to Allie, just DM'd us, Joe Mackenzie. She said, what up? Happy Thursday from your Al Pal. So,
Al Pal, love you.
So thank you, Allie, for checking in this morning on our Instagram, Joe Mackenzie. Chops, how you doing today, bro?
I am really good. I went to Kroger yesterday to return a pumpkin pie because like the cover was broken. And you know, that just kind of skeeves me out. So I'm in the customer service return line, and some lady comes up to me and says, hey, just to let you know, Sam will be right with you, Mr. Pork Chop. And I was like, huh? And she was like, oh, my daughter and I, we listen to your show and I love you. So she was so sweet.
Did they give you free pumpkin pie?
No. I already paid for it. I just exchanged it.
Did you get the same pie?
Yeah. Just the one that wasn't tampered with. I said, yeah, I feel like there might be like something injected in it. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so creepy.
But yeah, so Holly was really nice to me at Kroger.
Aww.
And then yesterday, my guy, I got to come up with a name for him. He cooked me a really, really good dinner.
This is official. Like, he's your guy.
I mean,
you're on Insta.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a full update later on in the show. Can we kind of talk about where you stand with this guy?
Yeah, and we can create a name, because right now I'm thinking Hostage Boy.
Yeah. Hostage. Because, well, since your first date, you're still on your first date, technically, right?
Yeah, we're still on our first date.
Because he hasn't left your side.
Yeah. But wait, I wanted to tell you what he cooked me for dinner. It was really good chicken, corn, mashed potatoes, and we made mac and cheese together, like homemade from scratch.
You guys are so cute. This is like darling. I just remember like, I don't know, should I go on this date? And now you guys are like living together.
Yeah,
it's been like a week.
It was really sweet. And we even went disc golfing yesterday, right, Joe?
Yes, we did. We went in Indiana. We went to a place a little northeast, Anderson, Indiana. And it was a good little drive. It was freezing cold yesterday. The wind was howling and we had a lot of fun yesterday. We played 36 holes. We played two rounds, and it was pretty challenging.
It was so a good cold. One. Me and Joe were in shorts.
Did you, Joe, ask this gentleman, what are your intentions with my little pork chop?
As soon as I arrived.
Because you're the first one who's got to meet him.
As soon as I arrived, he said, do you need help? Run to the car.
Blink twice.
Blink
if you
twice
need help.
If you're trying to escape.
No. He was an interesting dude. Seemed very nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about it later on, definitely when we talk about Porkchop's relationship.
Okay. Is there any last things you'd like to say about disc golf yesterday, Joe?
Oh, did you win?
No,
I didn't win.
No, Porkchop lost. Oh. It was fun, though. I mean, I had a good time.
Come on, Joe, say it.
What are you
Be honorable.
What are you alluding to? Someone cheated? Someone tinkled in the woods? What?
Well, Joe. Yes, actually, his guy did tinkle in the woods yesterday, so.
Joe got his first ever loss. Chad beat him.
Whoa.
Chad.
It was interesting. It was a good day. So congrats to Chad.
Wow. I feel like you're as excited as if you won, Chops.
I am. I feel like I won.
Well, technically, I beat you by 15, but it's cool.
Anyways,
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Oh, man, Megyn Kelly is calling for this to be released. So juicy. And the rapper who has been a sex addict since he was in high school. It's coming up.
Hey, good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. I honestly... Stop.
I'm super giggly over here. Love it. I can listen to it all day.
God, you guys are so
There's
annoying.
There's people that have made it their alarms.
You guys
their
are
alarms
so
alarms so when they wake
by
up.
People, she means Mackenzie.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
I'll go home today. I got sick days I
like
I can
Chops
take.
The best. Chops, do you want?
Like,
rise and shine.
Never call.
No, legit.
Never call.
If you do it again, I know. I'll walk out. I don't give it. I'll leave the mics on. You guys can do the show.
Let us get it out one more time. We want to do it in unison.
Ready?
You guys?
Ready?
One, two, three. Rise and shine.
Are you done? Because I swear to God, I'll leave. I don't feel good. I could use my sick day.
Wait, do you want to use a sick day? sick day when you already got your butt up and got here?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather use a sick day when you're just cuddled up in bed?
No, I never use all my vacation days anyways. I need to start doing that. So that's what I can
do.
That way I don't have to rise and shine.
You wanted to do it too.
No, see? I don't. Okay. Sorry. Let me refresh myself.
No one should ever say that Kylie Jenner is not talented ever again.
Let me do a palate cleanse. Hang on.
Okay, do people know what that is? We should probably clarify. Something's going viral. We're going to talk about it when we spill the tea. Liv spotted it first. It's exciting. It's Kylie Jenner's new, her saying, her new song.
Yeah,
she probably is going to trademark it soon.
It's off of her new YouTube video of her office tour. If you follow her YouTube channel, she like literally just posted it like a week ago.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Refresher.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I think we never really thought about. At least I never did, but I am now freaked out. And I'm wondering if you are too. Google is now telling their Nest users that they should warn their guests that their conversations are being recorded. Do you know what a Nest Cam is? Does anybody know what that is? What is a Nest Cam?
It looks like the little doorbell thing, but you put it on your door, right?
That's a Ring doorbell. Kind of the same idea where you can have a camera and see outside and you can speak back and forth.
Is it like a nanny cam just
in
your home?
It is exactly like a nanny cam, and it's hidden. You can have it in there, but you can also have it to keep an eye on your baby in another room, or you can have it like you have a babysitter right now with your daughter.
In case you want to be like, rise and shine.
You can see what's going on with that.
It looks like a little egg, right?
Well, I don't know if it necessarily looks like an egg, but it's the idea is like it's a nest. You know what I mean? Like
so it nests. That does eke me out because I remember when back in the day when I was babysitting, and if they had, I always was like leery. Not like I was doing anything, but I just felt weird if there was a camera on me. Like I don't know if you're eating their snacks.
Yeah, that's
anything like that.
Anytime,
you just feel awkward.
Yeah. Do you think now with these Nest cameras, another thing similar? That's just the main one. I'm sure there's other options out there. Do you think like if I have those, for example, in my house? Do I need to tell you, Liv, if you come over? Or Pork Chop or Mackenzie, do I need to say, hey, by the way, just want to let you guys know you're being recorded? Because the people from Google, the Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, says that you should tell people who visit your house that they're likely being recorded by one or more devices.
Okay, so my dog, so when I lived on the West Coast, my little dog Belle was blind and deaf. So I had a similar little camera. I don't know the technical term for it, but just to keep to like make sure when I was at work that she was alive and whatever. And I keep an eye on her. We had some guests in town, some newlyweds, and these were my ex's friends, and they were so eked out, and they got so weird when we got home one day. They're like, is that camera on? Is it like constantly rolling? And we were like, yeah. And they were freaking out because they were on our couch went out into a bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I walked into somebody's house the other day, and I was going through there, and I was talking with my wife, Lindsay, and I'm like, camera. Like a Nest thing, because I'm like, crap. I'm like, you got to be careful what you say. Like, what if you were talking trash? Like, we go into Pork Chop's place, like, you know, like, Pork Chop, like, he's in the bathroom or something. Like, man, like, what's that guy's problem? Like, I think he smells like fish.
Yeah, but you, ew. You got to think about it, too, though. People are only going to watch it if they have a reason to, you know? So, like, I doubt they're, like, if you come over for, like, a couple drinks and, like, play a board game or something, I doubt they're going to go back and watch, like, 3 hours of footage. But my friend was house-sitting for one of her, like, bosses, and she had, like, people over to pregame, and we were going in and out of the house, like, a ton, and she had a Nest, and we had no idea, and my friend got a call and basically got like her butt chewed out because like she was so upset with her that she had like a lot of people over the house, and it wasn't a lot, it was like 7 people, but she was super upset that she had 7 people that we were just opening and closing the door a lot because we were just going back to our car to like get stuff that we had.
Liv's wasting
there.
All the air conditioning.
Yeah, it was so weird. And we had no idea that she was watching us the entire time she was on her vacation when my friend was house sitting. And
I
we
would
were
be
like, that's
out,
an
though.
Invasion
if
of
I had someone,
privacy.
If I had someone, yeah. But if I had someone house sitting and they had like a big group of, I mean, like 7 or 8, I mean, that's a lot of people. I'd be like, what the hell?
Do
but
we just,
at like, the you same should time, ask me if that's okay.
Tell us that we're being recorded.
So is that the standard now? From now on, we have to always just, I think we should always just assume we're being recorded.
I would say, I would be like, hey girl, how's it going back at the house? And I, even knowing, watching it, I'd wait to see if like she told me that
if
they
she said
people
anything.
Over. Yeah.
I think in a public place, you're supposed to, you know, it's supposed to say like, hey, you're being recorded. But in your own private home, I don't think people Should have to know.
Well, I'm just letting you guys know. If you come visit me, you are being recorded.
Oh, I walked around naked in your house when I was watching your dogs the other day.
Trust me, I know.
Ew.
And soon the world will know.
Okay.
If you don't do what I ask.
He doesn't care.
Blackmail.
He really, yeah, I know. We've all
he
seen
wants his ding
naked.
Dong everywhere. All right. Hey, coming up next, a bizarre bird incident in North Carolina, and a toddler is upset after his mommy didn't give him a kiss. I've got the audio. It's all coming up next with Joe's Need to Know News. And after that, song of the day. We're throwing it back because, well, it's a Thursday here on Joe McKenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had a bizarre incident this week. Did anybody hear about this? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
In Charlotte, no.
Yeah, the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Well, the incident, 300 birds mysteriously crashed into the building.
What?
Yeah, video shows the birds slamming into the building's large glass window for over an hour.
No way.
Yes.
Did they all die?
100 of the birds died, 100 were severely injured, and 100 were stunned by the impact. Apparently, these birds don't know how to turn left.
That's
anybody?
Anybody? What is going on, though?
They say Windex commercial.
It's weird. They're saying that maybe all the bright lights inside could mess up. These birds are like migrating right now. They think that might be it. So
it's a Windex commercial.
It might be.
I thought about what Jeff said.
Could be. Watch out! This is kind of creepy / cool. Like, where's Will Smith with iRobot? A tech company will pay $130,000 to put someone's face on the line of robots. Interested? Anybody?
I'd be down
with a Joe robot.
Yeah, Liv kind of already looks like a robot. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. I think that might be a compliment.
The privately funded firm has opted to remain anonymous due to the project's secretive nature. Ideal applicants will possess a kind and friendly face. I guess I'm out for the prototype. The lucky winner will will have their likeness reproduced on thousands of virtual friends, a.k.a. robots. That'd be cool if your face is on the one that takes over the world.
I always think they're always going to turn evil. There's always a glitch.
Well, that's why I'm nice to robots. I don't yell at them. Like, I ask Alexa, like, yes and no and please and thank you.
Porkchop and I had a coworker who was so weird with Alexa. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
he
yeah.
would, like, dirty
who?
Talk and, like, abuse her and call her a bee. And
who?
It was like...
I actually called Alexa a bee this morning. Because she didn't tell me what time it was. I asked her what time is it and she didn't hear me.
Oh, I think it's so weird when men especially are like, oh, you dumb bee. I was like, that is very indicative of your behavior at home, and it's scary.
Because of what you call Alexa.
If you're
Alexa.
Abusing Alexa, yes.
Okay, that's an overreaction there. That's a stretch.
Oh, man.
Not really.
I've heard how you treat your mom is how you're going to treat your woman. Alexa.
You've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I go on a date with a guy.
This is awkward because I'm like, who do you know in your past that talk really bad to Alexa?
I go on a date with a guy, Liv can back me up, and then he's like, oh, you know, up and dumb B, Alexa. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like anger issues, peace.
Well, it depends. Is it's he trying weird. To be funny? If he's trying to be funny.
No, if he like secretly rages out on the side.
Alexa, son of a, I hate you. I'm going to unplug your cord.
Right? I'm like, uncheck, please.
Wait till we get home. I'm kicking out your batteries. Oh no, what a violent man. Run! Oh, God. Okay, yeah, totally. Hey, good news if you like carbs. Today's National Pasta Day.
Yes.
Also, Major League Baseball sports stuff. The Astros and Yankees were postponed yesterday due to some rain. Game 4, they're going to try to get that in tonight again in New York City. The Astros still lead that series 2-1.
Woo!
And final thing here, a toddler cannot believe his mom didn't kiss him goodbye. This video's going viral.
So cute.
She didn't give you a kiss?
And
work. And she just went to work?
Yeah.
What kind of mama does that?
Every day.
You don't know? Me neither.
And hi, and Nana Mama. And hi, baby Nana, Dada, me, and Will, and me, and G.
You wanted to give her a kiss?
And then you
And she just went to work?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Come on, Mom.
He's so cute.
What is that? That is Joe's Need to Know News. We'll put it up online for you to check on out. You can see that video at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day. It's coming up next. And the category, well, it's a Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. Get ready to make your vote count after Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. Joe McKenzie. It's a Thursday, so that means we always know the category for Song of the Day. It's Throwback Thursday. Duh. All right, you need to be careful when you do this, but grab your phone. You're going to want to save this number, 52140, because you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you get to vote. But don't do it yet. We want it to be a fair shot. We want you to hear all of the options that you have today for Song of the Day. I will go first for Best Throwback Thursday Song, and I was actually struggling. I don't know why, just because I'm like, what's a song that I hope people like, but what's a song that I really like? And I actually thought back to high school. I had to think back to, like, what song did I listen to the most?
Okay.
And this is one of the most listened to songs I did back in the 2000 to 2004 time of my life. And that was Hypnotized by the Notorious B.I.G. I thought the hook was continuing. I didn't
love
know we were getting
that.
Right,
Joe,
into
I
it.
I might give you a vote. That is a jam right there. I love it.
I'm definitely going to bring that one back if not, because I love that. All right, that was my choice today. Let's go on down the line to Live the Web Girl. What is your Throwback Thursday song choice?
Mine is a good song. So I was actually just listening to my random Spotify, and this song came on, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good song. Maybe I should use this for a cycle bar song. And I just jammed to it with my windows down, and that is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips.
Oh, okay.
I love that. Reminds me of, like, fresh starts, new beginnings.
It reminds me of the hills, yes. And it gets me so excited. You can't be happy, or you can't be not happy when you're listening to that song.
Good choice.
Mackenzie, the category again is Throwback Thursday. What song did you pick?
I went way back. This is a classic. It's so good. A little Paper Boy with Diddy.
Do the Diddy if you want to, because then I can see if I want to.
Love that song.
No, I think I know the answer, but Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
How many times have you heard that song in your life?
Don't put me on the spot like that, Joe.
I think it's a good choice, Mackenzie. It's a very cool song, but I was like, I wonder if people are like, huh?
Paperboy,
Live the Web Girl. No, I like it. I like your choice.
I haven't heard of a lot of songs before.
Okay.
That shouldn't be surprising.
I don't know it that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're a DJ. Like, you do weddings.
Yeah, I've never played that song at a wedding.
It'll be interesting. You know what? The people choose. We don't.
That's right. It was back in 92. I don't know why.
I was three.
That's not an excuse. You guys are so lame.
No, not me. Please. Well, hold on.
Who's Elvis Presley?
Mackenzie,
I don't know.
Can you repurpose that and rephrase that and say, Pork Chop and Live your song?
Pork
because
chop
I know
and live.
All the music.
It's hilarious. It's like we're like, we don't know who Frank Sinatra was or Kiss because that's before our time. It's like,
who? Sorry, I was Mackenzie.
He just asked. I didn't say it was before my time.
No, but Pork Chop just said I was three. It's like such an excuse for ignorance. Like, learn your history, learn some music background knowledge.
I don't know about World War II. I wasn't born yet.
I do know that Paperboy is the name of a rapper in the Atlanta TV show.
I know it was a video game on
NES.
That's
probably after. Yeah. See, how do you know that video game? That was the same time. That was back in the day.
They wrote the theme song for the game.
Yeah, they wrote the theme song for the game.
Yes.
Lighten yourself.
All right, geez, you're embarrassing, Pork Chop. Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry, Mackenzie, that shouldn't have happened, but it did. That being said, Pork Chop, What song do you have today?
Well, me and my guy, we like to pick the songs together, you know. So,
Oh my gosh,
you guys are all in.
So we discussed,
literally like all up in it.
Like Spice Girls, and I told him Wannabe already won. So we came up with Spice Up Your Life.
I don't like that. I don't think that you should be allowed to choose with your significant other.
Oh, he's my significant other now?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so. He's been at your house for 6 days.
I still think he's being held hostage like those girls with R. Kelly where they've been brainwashed.
Well, maybe not. Maybe
should
you can get your significant other to help.
Pork chop.
Hey, yeah. Spice up your life.
Yeah, just don't tinkle.
Remember when the news broke that two of them were getting busy on the tour bus?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, my chop.
Yes, which one? It was Mouse. It was Scary Spice and Baby Spice or Ginger?
No, I think it was Mel or the Ginger or maybe, I don't know.
The Ginger?
Don't use your imagination. Two of them.
Carrot Top was in there. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm a Ginger. And Sheeran? What are you doing here?
Hey, by
Prince
the way.
Harry?
Either way, that was a childhood fantasy.
I did something new. When you text, you won't know the results, so you'll only know the results when I
read
them. Yeah. I kind of like it, keeping it suspenseful, so yeah.
Yeah, you kind of like
okay,
to have
control. Okay, so it was Scary Spice and Ginger Spice. I just had to verify. Those were the two. Although Ginger's denying it, but Scary's like, yeah.
Now my
Scary was Victoria Beckham.
Mel B.
No, my ideal hookup would have been Baby Spice and Scary Spice.
Baby Spice was my favorite.
So I guess the song's going to win, huh?
Posh Spice was my favorite.
No, we're just talking about hookups.
Although
I mean,
they didn't have her microphone on, Victoria Beckham, because she just looked hot but really couldn't sing.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting way to do a show. Let's get it down to the votes. All you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will get a winner and play that song after Post Malone and Young Thug goodbyes. Hang on a second.
No! You can't vote. Dude. I just changed it so that you... No! No, no, no. Save campaign. Save. Go ahead, vote, Joe.
No, dude. Don't be a tool.
Dude, why?
Because I'm doing 100 things and my vote counts and I haven't won in a few days.
You can vote. Whoa, I'm just saying I don't want you to know the results.
Everybody calm down. It's time for the results. Rosie is going to get angry with you if you bicker like that, our robot. Where's Rosie?
Rosie's on vacation this week.
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted.
Okay. Then Rosie it up.
There she is. Remote from Hawaii is our Rosie robot.
All right, listen, here is what we're doing today for Thursday. It's Song of the Day, and it is a Throwback Thursday, and these were your options that you could have voted on. Let's go over them so you can hear in case you're just tuning in. We do Song of the Day at 6:55 Central every day here on Joe and Mackenzie. I went with Notorious B.I.G. Hypnotized. Yeah, that's my jam. Live the Web Girl went with Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else. And Mackenzie went with the throwback for sure. She went with Diddy by Paperboy. Do the Diddy if you want to, because then I can see if I want to. Do the Diddy if you. And Porkchop put his prisoner of love to work. That's the guy he's had his house for almost a week now.
His prisoner of love is P-O-L.
Yeah. And they decided together that a good throwback song would be Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls.
Now, if that wins, will that be your song, like your guys' song?
Your first dance at your wedding?
Not at all.
Spice Up Your Life! Shake it to the left! I'm Kidnap Spice.
The results are in. Coming in last place with 18% of the vote.
Oh no.
Mackenzie.
I knew it. I'm telling you, give that a listen though, it's good.
Second and third place were only separated by 2%.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, man. My mind is blown.
First and second separated by 7%.
Whoa.
Coming in third place with 23% of the vote, producer Porkchop.
Oh. I was in the mood for that.
That so doesn't look good for your relationship.
I have gotten in second place like almost every day this week, I feel like.
I'll make it every day this week, Liv. Because second place for you and Joe is the big winner.
Yeah!
To be honest here, I liked everybody's songs, but I was actually kind of pulling for Porkchop's song. I voted for Spice Up Your Life.
I was really? Pulling for you, Joe. I voted for you.
I wanted either my song or Porkchop's song. I wanted a pump up song.
But this whoa, biggie, whoa. I mean,
my
this
song
is awesome.
Is the biggest pump up.
I love that song, but I want like a... Let's sing, roll down the windows, girl power.
You want like a, hey, good morning.
Yes.
But this one, I love, this is a great choice.
This one's
I
like,
change
hey,
my song
good
choice.
Morning.
I want to change my song choice to Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine. That's coming up in the tea.
I
in
honestly.
In less than 10 minutes.
All right, I'm going to turn everybody's mic off. It's Joe McKenzie, and this is your Song of the Day winner, the Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotize. Come on.
That's good.
Come on. Song of the day, I won that. Thank you so much for all of your votes. The category, Best Throwback Thursday. We'll see what happens tomorrow on Friday. Ooh, that rhymed. Thank you. No, for sure, I think we actually know what's happening tomorrow. I believe tomorrow for Song of the Day, the category is going to be songs about money.
Ooh,
songs
yeah.
about money. If you have a category, listen, we're always looking for ideas.
I know what song I want.
I know too.
All right.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I know my song, but I won't play it. We actually have it, though. So, that being said, let's roll on down here on the show and talk about something which was kind of sad and kind of creepy here. And I am talking about this. I'm talking about a dude that eats nothing but macaroni and cheese. I'm wondering here at 833-563-2539 if there's anything, maybe you're a picky eater, that you're just like, man, this is all I can eat. This guy is 20 years old. His name is Austin Davis of Florida. He's eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese for the past 17 years. So since he was three, he has a therapist. Her name is Asley, and she says that he has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. It's actually a mental condition where new foods can lead to negative physical reaction, even inducing vomiting.
So it's like a mental breakfast, thing. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes, he eats like any. He I think he said Kraft, like Velveeta, and some of those were his favorite. But yes, all he ever does, Mackenzie, is only eats mac and cheese. Listen, here's the guy actually talking about it, so you can see what he's all about.
My name is Austin, and for the past 17 years, I've eaten almost nothing but mac and cheese. I don't want to say I'm addicted to mac and cheese, but because it sounds so weird, but like my body won't let me eat anything else.
Yeah, and he just loves it.
It sounds like he needs a new therapist.
Yeah, I was going to say, this therapist has failed.
Yeah, clearly, if he's only basically eating mac and cheese since he was three, and like he still is only eating mac and cheese, like he should probably get a new therapist.
But that's what I'm wondering, though. Is that a legit thing, though? Like, does anybody else, 833-563-2539, don't get me wrong, are there things that I wish I could only eat every day? For sure.
What would it be like?
Oh, gosh. I was going to say.
First thing that pops in your head.
Well, I was going to say Mexican, but I know the repercussions of eating that every day. I think I could eat like fried chicken every day. I would die
really?
From it. But I love, oh yeah, who doesn't love fried chicken?
I think every single day for the rest of my life, I could eat avocado toast and not complain.
You would never get bored with it?
Never. I'm not. I eat it basically every single day for lunch all of the time
I'm
now.
Like that
and
with
I don't.
Like acai bowls.
I
love
can't
them.
Get enough of
okay,
it.
Okay, I take it back. Once again, it would probably kill me for like mercury poisoning. I think I could eat sushi every day. A different variety.
For breakfast?
Yeah, I'm a guy that can eat stuff for breakfast or lunch.
Oh, that's so good. You know, Jen Aniston, when she did Friends, she had the same salad every day for the entire run of the show.
Really?
For lunch.
What is she?
That's like me. I'm a creature of habit. Everywhere I go somewhere, I get the same thing.
That's exactly how I am. I also like will make my own salad at like, you know, Whole Foods or something like that. And I get the same thing every single time. And I'll do that. I'm not joking for every single day for like 2 weeks
Wait,
straight.
Can I change it again? What if I did pizza every day? I would want like thin crust though, because thick would be too much.
It'd be too much.
I love pizza.
See, you can't have it though with
like
all the
we're
cheese.
Just
I can't
really
have
hungry.
It. No.
No, I'm just trying to put myself in the thing of this guy where he has the same mac and cheese. Like I think I'd get bored with mac and cheese every day.
I don't know if I would.
How much does this guy weigh?
He actually works out four times a week just to try to keep it off because it's so much carbs. But what I saw, he looks like like he's not lean, but he's not fat. He tastes like an average dude.
So
like a dad bod.
Where would we put like him on? Bod. Like if pork chop is the comparison, is he bigger or smaller?
He's about the same size as Chops.
Okay, so he's small.
Yeah.
He's not like morbidly obese or something.
He's like dad bod. He's like dad bod.
No, I'm not saying pork chop's morbidly obese. You know what? Do not twist my words so, here.
It's not like pork chop, like morbidly
pork
obese.
Chop,
but
if you had to pick one thing to eat every single day for the rest of your life, what are you picking?
I think I'm on board with this guy. Like mac and cheese? Yeah. I'm on board.
Really?
I would not complain. I can do it.
Man.
All right, can we put this up on our Facebook? It'll be a real simple question. Like, if you only ate one thing for the rest of your life, like every meal, what would it be?
Or I could eat cereal if I got different varieties. I love cereal.
Cereal every
really?
Meal?
Yeah, but like think of all the different cereals that exist.
I like salty over sweet. Okay. So, like, I couldn't do that. Like, I like the saltiness of, like, the avocado and, like, if I have an egg on top with some bread.
All the things. Mm-hmm. I'd stick to acai bowls because they're healthy.
Don't ask me why I remember this, but when I was younger, there was a week straight where I had pizza at least once a day for a week.
That sounds like
you
the best childhood
boy.
Ever. All right, let us know. We're going to throw up on Facebook. In Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. And in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. We want to know, what would you eat for the rest of your life for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just one item. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, I'm ready to spill this tea. Helen Hunt was injured in a car wreck. Plus, what Nicki Minaj cannot decide on. And Kylie Jenner's new famous single.
Today, it's a Thursday, which means it's group therapy, and we have Luke on the phone. Hey, Luke, we've heard a bit about your story, but I'm just going to let you start from the beginning. Why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm hoping that you guys can give me some advice, because I'm torn what to do. I'm in this super weird thing that I kind of got myself into, and I'm hoping I can get some advice from you guys. So, this past weekend, went out to the bars, had all my boys with me. We got super rowdy. I'm pretty sure we all, like, blacked out at the pregame and before we even made it out. But I woke up the next morning in my girlfriend's mom's bed, butt-ass naked.
What?
Like, no clothes whatsoever.
So you wake up. Did you have that moment of, like, where am I?
Oh, 100%. Like when you're in an unfamiliar place and you first wake up and you have that mini panic attack.
Pork chop, does this happen to you?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, Luke, you wake up and then you look down, you're naked. What do you do then?
So, well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, where my clothes are around, trying to figure out where my clothes are. And so I woke up to my girlfriend's mom serving me breakfast in bed. She was all smiles.
Was she like, rise and shine?
Stop it.
Rise and shine.
See, that's the thing. Rise she never mentioned shine. Anything that happened the night before. She was just acting like super normal. But I have zero recollection of what happened. Now, and my girlfriend was out of town. I didn't have any text or calls with her. So I know that she has no part in this. And the thing is, like, her mom is, you know, like a single mom. Her mom, she likes to go out to the bar with her single friends. She's always just kind of, like, flirty in general.
Are you thinking you hooked up with the mom, like, deep down?
That's the thing that scares me the most. Like, I'm scared we might have hooked up. Or maybe the optimistic part of me is hoping that maybe she was just taking care of me.
Did you ask her? Did you say, like, hey, did we,
See, that's the thing. I have no idea if my girlfriend knows. I don't know if I should tell my girlfriend. I don't know if I should ask her mom what happened. I honestly, at this point, I do not know what to do.
Is she a hot mom?
She is, but I love my girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, her mom is attractive. For being, like, a single mom, for being, like, her mom and her, she's got to be in her late 40s, at least, I believe. She's, like, 47, 48. But she looks great for her age, and she's a really great woman, but I do. I love her daughter.
You know what he should do? See if there's a Nest Cam and, well, like, see
oh,
if...
Oh, no.
Trying
you're
to get
gonna
the footage.
Have to, you know what? You're going to have to figure this out before the mom talks to her daughter.
Well, wait, yeah, but hold on, though. Luke, Mackenzie, if something actually happened here and Luke did hook up with the mom, do you think she's going to tell her daughter? I think if there was a hookup.
Someone's got to say something.
How do you not know that you hooked up with somebody, though? That's my question.
Trace your steps like The Hangover. Go backwards. Surely there's text message. Someone remembers if you were out at a bar, someone remembers seeing you leave with her. Or maybe you were, like, on the side of the street and she picked you up.
And how
I don't
did you
know.
End up naked? Do you think, like, I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking maybe I threw up on myself or something, or I don't like, and honestly, all of my friends who were with me that night have no idea because they were all equally drunk. So, like, no one has any answers for me.
Well, the good news is that you and all your friends ended up naked in that bed. Nah. That'd be really awkward. All right, Luke, if you can hang on.
You know what's crazy?
What?
What if the mom gets pregnant and then your girlfriend becomes
Well, then I think that means you hooked
daughter?
Up with her. 833.
So weird.
By the way, this is not helping him for group therapy. You were just putting what ifs into his head. 833-563-2539. Can you give us a call and try to help us out here with Luke's situation? I guess it pretty much boils down to he doesn't know what happens. Should he talk to the mom? Also, should he does know that he woke up naked with breakfast in bed from the mom. Should he tell the girlfriend? I mean, I say, oh boy, don't do anything. This didn't happen.
I say, Luke, you got to get your life together, buddy.
Aww.
I love you, but I feel like this is a hot mess.
All right, Luke, hang on, bud. We're going to try to get you some help here on group therapy. 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Really need you to try to help Luke out this morning. Just looking for a few calls at 833-563-2539 because I don't know what to tell this guy to do if you're just tuning in to Joe McKenzie. It's group therapy. And Luke woke up naked in his girlfriend's mom's bed.
Whoops.
Went out with the guys, was blacking out, doesn't even remember how everything happened. And he's like, I don't know if I hooked up with my girlfriend's mom or not. And he hasn't asked the girlfriend's mom yet. He has not told his girlfriend about this either. And if you could give any advice, we would really like to talk to you right now here on Joe and McKenzie, because I think that could be a huge help. Luke, am I missing anything else here? Are we missing anything?
Any other tidbits or details?
No, that's pretty much, and you know, McKenzie's right. Like, I need to, it's made me reevaluate how much I drink.
Yeah, I mean, we love you. You know, we all have crazy nights, but this is a hot mess. I feel like someone has to go to the girlfriend, because whoever doesn't go first loses in this situation. Because if the mom goes first, and she's going to be mad that you didn't say anything to her, and vice versa.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I want to kick things off this morning with Amanda. Hey, Amanda, thank you for calling in. We also got Luke on the phone. Oh, crap. You know what? Hey, Pork Chop, when you get a chance, we'll get the advice right now. But I think we just lost Luke, so.
Oh, dang
it.
No, it's okay.
But he's still probably listening.
Yeah,
so.
We'll get him back. We'll get him back. But Amanda, for group therapy, and we can always send him this podcast if we can't establish a contact, what did you want to tell him to do?
Well, I just want to know, maybe it was a setup. Maybe the girlfriend doesn't trust him.
Ooh, and the plot thickens.
But wait a minute. Okay, Amanda, possibly. But ladies, help me out here. Y'all got moms. Do you really think the mom would be involved and do that?
Dude, well, I mean, if she's a hot mom and she thinks maybe her, you know, her man would go for it.
Yeah, you never know.
No,
scandalous.
Hold on, please, one at a time. You're telling me that moms would, no mom would do this.
Listen, you know some of these mothers out here? What? Some of these moms are scandalous.
Liv, would your mom do this? Would Mama C do this?
My mom would not do this, but my best friend in college, her mom would egg this girl's ex-boyfriend's houses. The mom would go to her daughter's ex-boyfriend's houses and egg them, like egg their car. She is crazy. She would 1,000% do this.
That is so interesting.
Holy crap. All right, Amanda, thanks. That's a whole other topic another day.
I know.
For crazy moms.
See, my theory of, oh my gosh, what if the mom gets pregnant? Then his girlfriend becomes his new... What would that be, stepdaughter?
Yeah. I don't know. Amanda, thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie.
So Jerry Springer.
No kidding. The plot twists that are unfolding in front of us.
Maury Povich.
No kidding. Let's go to Kayla this morning. Hey, Kayla, thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie for group therapy. What advice would you give to Luke?
Honestly, he needs to straight up ask the mom, because I honestly think he can ask the mom. And, you know, there's no one in the right mind, if they're going to see somebody naked at their bed, especially known as their daughter's boyfriend, going to be like, hey, let me just serve you breakfast, unless she smashed and enjoyed it. I'm sorry, it's not happening.
So
he definitely needs to speak to the girlfriend after he finds out if they did, because she's going to be more heartbroken, I mean, obviously about the situation, but more heartbroken if she finds out from her mom versus him.
Yeah.
So is everybody starting to lean towards that they think that they actually hooked up? It sounds like it, right? Like, is that what you guys are thinking now, ladies? Like, McKenzie, Liz?
I don't think that. I honestly, in my gut, I'm hoping they did it. I don't think they did. But I think there might have been a little flirty, and she's like, oh, and like put him to bed. And
it's just weird if you see somebody's like privates. You know what I mean?
Like when I saw pork chops.
Yes, like that, when you guys hooked up. No, you didn't. Just kidding. Luke, hey, sorry about that. We lost you, but we got you back here, man. We're trying to help you out getting some advice here. So if you missed anything, you can check out the podcast at joemckenzie.com. But, Luke, let's keep these phone calls going, trying to get you some help. We'll go to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, you're on with Luke and the show. What did you want to say?
I wanted to tell him that he should ask if he did anything embarrassing or anything like that, not ask directly if they did anything sexual, but ask something that could leave it open for her to answer whether or not they did.
Great idea. Just like say, hey, was I out of line? Did I do anything embarrassing?
Right, yeah.
Luke, would you be able to do that?
Yeah, that would be, because the more that I think about it, it would be better to go to the mom, to my girlfriend's mom, and talk to her about it. That's probably a good way to go about it.
Okay. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in. We'll go to Julie next here. Actually, hold on. I want to go to Jenny real quick. Jenny, there we go. Jenny, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Jenny?
Hi. I was just calling about a couple of callers ago had mentioned the setup.
Yes.
And Luke, by the way, totally
Luke,
possible.
When we lost you, somebody suggested that maybe this was a setup between your girlfriend and her mom to test you out. Do you think they would actually do that?
I mean, it's something that I wouldn't expect her mom to do, but I could see my girlfriend as a joke, but I don't, nothing to like test me for real. I don't know. I don't see them doing this as a thing other than it being a practical joke. But even then, I don't even see it being a practical joke.
Okay. Now, Jenny, sorry. I just wanted to catch him up. What do you think happened then? Or what do you want to say?
Well, I was going to say my mom's a little crazy. And one time my husband went over there to drop off dog food and my mom knew he was coming and when he walked in the door, she was bent over in a towel in the fridge and asked if he wanted a beer, and she was completely naked under the towel. And he said, "You see everything." And it was a come on. My mom's a little mad.
Were you mad at your mom? Were you like, "Mom"?
No, I think she's just a little crazy.
Wait. Your mother flashed your husband.
Yeah, pretty much. She said he walked in, and she was like, "Oh, I didn't know you were coming."
Oops. The towel drop.
Let me tell you.
The towel bent over. She bent over in the fridge with her whole bottom out and goes, "Do you want some?" And he goes, "What?" And she goes, "Would you like a beer?" And he goes, "No, I got to go." Like, so he just left.
Let me tell you right now.
Mom is not very attractive.
Let me tell you right now.
He doesn't like it.
I never, ever in my life want that to happen with my mother-in-law. Never. Oh, my gosh. That is sick. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Joe is picturing it right now. Look at his face.
I don't want to picture it. Get out of my head. Julie, thank you for calling in for group therapy. You're on with Luke. What did you want to say?
Okay. So, first, I definitely agree with the other girls. I think that he needs to find out what happened with the mom. And then, if anything did or didn't happen, I think that he needs to come forth and tell his girlfriend regardless, because everything in the dark comes to light at some point, and the longer he drags it out, the worse it's going to be when she does find out. So if he's just honest with her, they may be able to work something out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but if he never tells her, his guilty conscience is just going to eat him alive.
Yeah, that's right. Luke, if I were you, I would be running to my girlfriend and be like, "Oh, hey, I woke up like this." Just because the last one to her loses big time.
Yeah, blame it on the mom.
Yeah, and it's been like almost a week now, and I just feel like time keeps, I don't know, each day that I don't do it, it gets worse.
Okay, well, Luke, man, we hope this helps. I know you missed part of this because we dropped your call, but you can check out the podcast at joemckenzie.com. And hey, thanks for calling in for group therapy.
Oh, thanks, guy. If I get an update on anything, I'll call you and let you know.
Yes,
thank you.
Do.
Actually, I think you should call the cops, really.
Why?
Because, you know, I don't know.
That makes no sense.
That was like totally
on
left field.
Officer, I got really blackout drunk and I woke up in my girlfriend's mom's bed naked and I had breakfast in bed.
Yeah, like, what are the cops going to do? Are you suggesting that the mom, like, roofied him or something?
Maybe.
Whoa.
All right, Luke, thank you so much for coming on Group Therapy.
Arise and shine. Arise and shine.
Kylie.
All right, coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, we're kind of keeping the relationship thread going, but let me tell you right now, you want to hear this probably more than what we just heard with Luke, and that is a pork chop relationship update.
Yes, I live for these. Something big has happened.
McKenzie is going to love everything about it. Myself, Joe, and Liv, we're going to keep it real, and we're going to check pork chop on what's actually going on and how questionable the situation is. So if you want an update with pork chop's relationship, give us like 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. shout out to my little Lulu. Lucy's on her way to school. She's texting me.
Woo-woo!
What up, girl?
Yeah. Get there.
Have an awesome day. Love you.
It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And, well, let's do a relationship update for everybody in the room. Myself, Joe. I've been with my wife for 7 years. We've been married for just over 4. Live the web, girl. You still with Jewel Daddy?
Yeah. We got in a little tiff yesterday, but we're still together.
Ooh,
going strong.
What were you fighting about? Let's be real here.
Oh, you know, we have different love languages, and it's just like an ongoing, you know, battle with that kind of, and we just spend a lot of time together, so we just, you know, argue.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Mackenzie, any update on your love life? Just newly single?
Not really.
Okay, so
I will keep you posted.
Okay, well then why don't you just don't even worry about your love life. Let's just live our love life through Pork Chat, because
you know what? He does inspire me to take a chance on love.
Well, okay. Aww, now, from sweet. What we do know about you, and if you're just new to the show here, Pork Chop was in a relationship for a long time, 7 years, right?
Yep, that's right.
And how long ago did that end?
It ended 2.5 months ago.
So what's been going on the past 2.5 months in your world?
So like a week or two after we split, I downloaded a dating app. I downloaded Tinder and Grindr. Tinder, you know, I could look for males and females. Grindr's just guys only. And my luck wasn't too good with Tinder. I swiped on a good amount of girls. So if you're listening, you didn't swipe
on
me.
You didn't make the cut?
Yeah, no. So no one, like I accept it. I forget if it's swipe left or right. When you like someone, Liv?
You like someone, it's, you swipe right.
Yeah, so I swiped right on a lot of girls, but I didn't get any matches. So I deleted Tinder.
No.
Yeah, no matches with any females. What up?
Huh.
Thanks. So I just.
You forced me to go back to Grindr. Oh, yeah. We got the Lion King, and we're hooking you up with it this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. All you got to do is call us at 833-563-2539 and give us your best animal sound. It could be an animal that's in the Lion King. Maybe you're like, I do a really good fish sound. Bloop.
It can be anything. It does not have to be a lion. Just show us what you got. Have some fun with it. Really, the more horrible, the better, in my opinion. I think just have some fun. Get in there.
And we will vote as a show as who the winner is, and you will get hooked up with the Lion King. And if you don't win right now, we'll do it again tomorrow around 8:10, 7:10 Central here on Joe and Mackenzie. So Pork Chop's lining up the phones. We're going to start out at line number one. The first person I see is Dee Dee. Is this Dee Dee?
Yes.
Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. I want you, after you do your sound, to hang on, because we're going to hear everybody's sound, then we'll pick the winner. But what animal are you going to do a sound of?
A lion.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Very fitting.
Yes.
Hey, turn down your radio, Dee Dee. You got to turn down your radio. You're going to talk to us on your phone. Dee Dee, let's hear your lion sound.
Okay, here it goes. I never won anything, but I could try.
Nice.
All right.
Not bad, Dee Dee.
There we go. Let's go to our next contestant. We've got Sam. Sam, what animal are you going to do?
I'm going to do an elephant.
All right, Sam, the floor is yours.
All right.
That was
pretty good.
All right, I'm going to try my elephant real quick.
Joe's just trying to one-up everybody
that
over
hurts,
here.
That hurts. That hurts. All right, let's go to Angel. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. Give us your best animal sound for that Lion King movie.
I'm going to do a monkey.
Yes. Cute. That was cute.
Okay.
That's the best I could do.
And last but not least, we've got Lexi. Lexi, let's hear your animal. What do you got?
All right, it's a bird.
Oh my goodness.
I can do parakeet.
Nice chops.
Okay. We're going to turn the mics down and we're going to decide right now. Hang on. Okay, the tribe has spoken. We have a winner this morning for the Lion King. We think they were all great animal sounds, but there can only be one king of the jungle this morning, and that was Sam the Elephant.
Yeah. Woo! JD, honorable mention.
Yes. All of you are wonderful. Hey, if you didn't win this morning like Sam did, we have another chance tomorrow here on Joe McKenzie at 8:10 Central. Sam, hang on the line, and we will get you all set up with that Lion King movie. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Megyn Kelly is calling this to be released, and the rapper who says he's been a sex addict since junior high.
Yeah, good morning. You know who it is, Joe and Mackenzie.
You know who this is.
We also got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe. We got Lenny Bree, our technical producer, holding things down in H-Town on Houston's new Radio Now, 92.1. The number to be part of the show, anytime, 833-563-2539. I wanted to play some audio here for you because when I saw this story, I said, what the heck were they thinking? And I know I can be negative at times, McKenzie, but if you don't know this about me, I usually get a lot of heat because I try to see both sides. Even when something looks really bad, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Is that what they really meant? Like, maybe this is what they were trying to do. And sometimes people are giving me crap for that. But this involves something they're saying at a preschool was a kitty fight club. Not like kitty cats, but an actual like little kids.
Like Brad Pitt movie Fight Club for kids.
Yeah, pretty much straight up Fight Club. You guys remember all this, right? Hold on. I actually want to play the report for you right here. Check this out.
These videos have led to disturbing accusations and now a state investigation into a preschool in Austin. Two videos titled Kitty Fight Club were sent to a TV station. One parent told the station the preschool director and a teacher paired children, put them into a circle and allowed them to fight. The director sent a letter to parents admitting it was a mistake. She said she allowed a little bit of shoving and what she called shirt slapping because she was trying to, quote, unteach that fighting is a fun game and that hurting others is okay.
Okay, so they had a kitty fight club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Oh, I love how Porkchop acts like he's in a fight club because he's just rattling that thing off. There's like, you do not talk about it. But, okay, we all agree kitty fight club's not a good idea, right? Like, that's bad.
Right.
But in general, I'm wondering, though, like, do they have a point there? Like, maybe it is a good idea to teach these kids that they shouldn't fight by doing it. Like, I remember when I was a kid, my dad's like, oh, you want to smoke a cigarette?
I knew you were going to say
that. If you're going to smoke, I'm just telling you what really happened in my white trash life. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but this is what happened. My dad's like, oh, if I ever catch you smoking, you smoke a pack of cigarettes. Guess what I did? Tried a cigarette. I was a curious kid. I remember throwing up from trying to smoke a cigarette, like a couple of my dad made me smoke. Guess what I don't do?
Smoke cigarettes?
Correct.
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, blah, 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 like 11 or 12.
Okay.
Like, that, you know,
I mean, it's a good
right
lesson.
Right around teenage years.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and that's not necessarily the question, but it's like maybe these people were onto something? Or are they totally off base? Especially if you're a parent. 833-563-2539. How old's your daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, Lucy's 9.
Mackenzie's
daughter.
I mean, it's hard because I definitely want her to hold her own and not take any crap off of anyone. But obviously, physical violence is never the answer.
Let me ask you this. When I was 7 years old, my mom enrolled me for karate, and I took karate lessons, and we had to spar other kids. So, like, what's the difference?
No, I think you bring up a good point. And Mackenzie, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I disagree with you. I think sometimes, and I hate to say the word violence, but I think sometimes kids should fight other kids. I think your kid should fight back as a last resort, but I don't know.
Like self-defense, yes.
I think everybody reaches a breaking point where, like, you put up with so much crap, especially with digital online stuff. I feel like if that person is a keyboard warrior and you go ahead and say it again, go ahead, say it again, and then you hit them one time in the nose, they may not say it again.
But, Joe, here's what we don't want. Some kid saying, oh, that kid thinks they're better than me, and just going at them. And just, like, when they rage and they feel those feelings, like, stirring, you don't want them to take it to physical. Because you can't do that in the workplace. You can't do that as an adult.
Oh, trust me. I found that out the hard way.
But, I mean, so if they start at a young age. But I get what you're saying. you want them to be able to hold their own, and self-defense is an important thing.
And that's why I'm kind of throwing the question out there. Yeah, obviously you can't just fight somebody when you don't like something that happens, but 833-563-2539. We already got some calls coming in. We'll get to you next year. What do you think? Do you think this is kind of a good idea? Should kids actually, you know, maybe engage, and I hate to say the word violence, but throw a punch or so, or is that not the way to do it?
All I'm saying is when I worked at a daycare, it probably would have made the time go by a lot quicker.
Yeah, Liv probably was running a kiddie fight club at that time.
I'll spell it for you.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Just want to remind you, if you're new to Fight Club, there's a few rules.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
We're talking about this Texas preschool that allegedly ran a kiddie fight club to unteach fighting is fun.
We are talking about Fight Club.
Crap.
Oops.
We are so...
We broke the rule.
We're busted. But is it a good idea, though? I mean, obviously kids shouldn't be fighting each other just for the heck of it when they're upset, but let's say little Jimmy's getting bullied by little Sue's... Well, okay, that sounds bad. Jimmy's getting bullied by Billy. Maybe if you punch Billy in the nose just one time, he'll quit being a bully. But then Mackenzie's like, well, then you can't just fight somebody or punch somebody every time you're mad at them if they say something.
Yeah, or not even if they say something. Just, you know, like kids, like, oh, he or she thinks they're better than me, or I don't like the way, da, da, da. You can't just, like, go and just pound them in the face.
You know what I do?
What?
I kill them with kindness.
You go, boy.
Wow.
Work?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't know. I try that sometimes, and it does not work.
I've never been in a fight.
You've never been like a physical altercation,
mm-hmm.
But you've been in a fight. You've had beef with people.
Oh, man.
I can't stand passive aggressive people. I cannot stand
See, no, I can't tell if you're being passive aggressive about me or not. Are you talking about me or not?
I'm just saying, I feel like this would be good for so kids don't become passive aggressive when they're older. I feel like just own what you do, say what you mean, have it out, and move on.
Sounds like Joe.
Good morning, Jen. You're at Joe and McKenzie. What do you think?
Well, okay, so earlier Porkchop said, well, I was in karate, so what's the difference? And the difference is I didn't sign my kid up for karate. My daughter is in preschool, and if I found out about this, I would be livid.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily the teacher's responsibility to teach your child not to fight. It is the parents' responsibility to teach them not to fight, and if the teacher sees them fighting, then they obviously are supposed to be responsible for having some kind of a repercussion for that, but they are not supposed to just have a full-on fight club to teach a child a lesson. That's not right.
Jen, did you not hear rule number one? We don't talk about kiddie fight club, okay?
Touche, Jen. You sound like my mom. That's what my mom would have said. And I've never been in a fight, so good job.
Forever, I thought they said those chicks were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little
bit fried. Hi,
fast kicks.
Come to Pork Chop's Dojo. I'm going to teach you all you need to know about self-defense. All right, let's get a few more calls in here. Adrian, what's going on?
Hi. So there's two sides to this. I definitely feel like the kids should learn at a young age. I mean, I did. But they should teach it like a class, like they do with kickboxing and karate and taekwondo and all of that. So that way they know if they're going to fight, that it's purposes. I mean, they have women's self-defense classes. Why not make it for kids, too?
All right, that's an interesting idea. Let's wrap things up with Ron this morning. Ron, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, my man. What do you want to say?
I was gonna say, I think it's a pretty good idea. They teach them how to fight. I think they'll quit shooting each other.
All right. I mean, that's right to the point. I mean,
yeah, he might be right.
No, he's true. How often do we hear about gun violence? It feels like nobody can, first of all, have a rational conversation or de-escalate things. But if that's the case, I'd rather you punch somebody and knock them out than shoot them in the head. Okay, everybody apparently is kind of taken back by that statement, so I will I'll just wrap this up with a reminder.
I don't think this kiddie fight club is obviously not going to catch on, but it is an interesting concept.
I'll just wrap it up with this, guys.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Okay, coming up next. Well, we'll see what happens. You can't go anywhere. It's Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. This is the latest from Post Malone. I wonder if he's in a fight club. It's called Circles.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So there's this guy named Jason in Texas, and he was wanted on burglary charges. And last Friday, a cop called him and said, hey, man, come turn yourself in so we don't have to come get you.
Aw.
All right, like that pretty much means you better go to jail. Well, Jason responded by telling the cop, there's no way they'd ever find him. Well, it only took the cops a few hours to prove Jason wrong. They spotted his car in his driveway, and they found Jason hiding in his own attic. He's facing between 5 and 10 years in prison for felony burglary. Why would you, like, egg on a cop?
They'll never find me. I hear, like, 1 hour later.
They have found me. Oh, crap.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
All right, I have a list of things that guys do that they think is okay, but according to women, they're actually really creepy.
I cannot wait for this.
I want you to think of a few, Mackenzie, because you have not seen my list. Live the Web Girl, I want you to think of the list, too. And ladies, you can call in as well, 833-563-2539, and give us things that guys do, and maybe they think it's okay, but to you, you're like, guys, PSA, this is creepy as hell. That's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Scenes drama. I want to let you know that you can listen to Song of the Day. We do it early in the morning, so maybe you don't even hear it. We do it at 6:55, 5:55 Central, and we pick out a song. We think, man, this is a great song for that category. Every Thursday, it's a throwback Thursday, but I won't say the songs, but Live the Web Girl is dead to me. So is Porkchop. Mackenzie, it's just you and I that are getting along right now.
Everyone has been beefing behind the scenes here.
He's just, Joe is such a, like, sore loser with things. It's like, if it doesn't go his way, he's like, what? What?
No, not true. I picked out a song, and then it's like, well, Liv already picked out that song. No, she didn't. Either way, you'll find out what the song is that we are fighting over tomorrow morning if you get up at the butt crack of dawn, 6:55, 5:55 Central here on Joe Mackenzie.
And I'm always like, come on, everybody, let's just get along.
I'm going to pick a song nobody's heard of.
No one's going to fight me for my selection.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Things men do that they think are okay, but are actually kind of creepy. I got a list of things that I saw on Reddit, and I will share those, but then I want to get to your phone calls, 833-563-2539. Ladies, if you could think of this almost like a PSA, you can help dudes out. Maybe we don't, first of all, realize we're creepy, or we're not creepy, but we thought we might do this. Like, no. Listen, buddy, do not do that. Here's what I found. Asking a woman, hey, where's my hug? You ever have a guy like, be like, oh, come on, give me a hug. Like, where's the hug?
I mean, it depends what guy it is.
So wait a minute. You're saying if it's a good-looking guy, that's not creepy?
No, I mean, if it's my friend.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm asking.
And he's hot.
Okay, see, that's not fair, because then that means, like, if I'm a decent-looking dude, I'm a creep. If I'm, like, John Stamos, you're like,
no,
hug me,
saying,
daddy.
Here's my deal. Some people have certain vibes, certain energy that can pull things off that other people can't. I've done it.
I've been like, where's my hug?
Yeah. I don't like when people do it.
Really? Like, if I'm kind of flirting with someone and they do that, I like that, obviously.
I mean, if I want to hug them, then that's different, which I probably will hug them then. But, like, no.
How about, can I get a hug?
For the majority of the time, can I get a hug or where's my hug? I'm just not vibing.
But I feel like the people that say that to me, I mean, they're like kidding and they know, like, hey, getting a hug.
Where's the kiss, Mackenzie? Come on. Like, where's the bank?
You're right. Like, I don't want a weirdo saying that to me.
All right. 833-563-2539. I'll admit that I did this one. You guys can judge, but listen, I'm at least being honest, so I can at least stand by that.
I love when you send out the disclaimer, because I know this is going to be good.
This is something I saw in there, and I've done this before, but I was drunk, and I was really trying to get with this girl when I was single. Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo. I have done that before.
Ew.
No. That is so creepy.
That's not okay. You can't touch her and move her clothing.
No, okay. I didn't pull her shirt off of her. But if I...
Well, I would hope not, because that would be probably sexual harassment / assault.
You would go to jail.
Feminist alert. Feminist alert.
You can't just go and rip people's shirts off,
I know.
Joe.
He's like, I didn't rip her shirt off. Well, obviously,
then
we
would
hope
you,
not.
What'd you get the tattoo for? Don't you want people to see it? Hey, good
not,
point.
What
who are you?
Not always. Yeah, like if I want you to see it, then I'll make it visible to you.
Or
but
maybe
if
it's alluring. We want a little tease. Maybe you see it through something. And
you were teasing me, and I wanted to see.
Ew, if a guy ever moved any sort of piece of my article of clothing, I don't care if it is my sleeve. Bye. Absolutely not. That is so creepy.
Katie, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to add to this list? It's things that men do that they think are okay, but to most women, they're probably creepy.
Telling a single mother that they want to meet their child or be in their child's life.
Oh, I think that's sweet.
Not on the first date. Yeah, this is the guy that has a boyfriend after 1 week.
That's so deep, though.
Did that happen to you, Katie, where a guy said that?
Multiple times. Mm-hmm. I had to step back and punt on that one.
I can't wait to have kids.
Okay.
No, that's a big rule with me. Obviously, before, no, Lucy's met no one. Well, I haven't had, really, but that's going to be a big thing. You have to know it's like the real, I mean, because they're so impressionable at that age, and it's going to be a big, big deal. So
does she know, though, like if you're going out on a date with someone, or if like you're flying somewhere to like see someone, or like you happen to run into, does she know?
Yeah, once in a while, just light, like they're friends.
Yeah, like I ran into my friend or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is where I'm wondering. Here, I think I would agree that this is something you shouldn't do, but I feel like there's sometimes where like a woman almost wishes a man would. That's why I'm asking. They say it's really creepy. Guys might think it's okay sometimes, but it's creepy to casually touch a woman's thigh or leg or maybe her back while talking to her. For example, not getting political, but you know who does
you
this a lot?
Hold on,
no.
Face.
But you know who does this a lot? I'm not getting political, but he gets a lot of crap for it, is former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now, I don't think...
But that's an example of a man that does stuff like that. He always touches people's backs. I don't think it's wrong, but I don't think he's going in for that angle.
I think back and thigh are totally different. Oh my goodness.
That's
I
true.
Never think it is okay for a man who is not your boyfriend or like who is not like one of your best friends just tapping you like, oh, hey, their hand should not be on your upper thigh. Absolutely not. That is a not okay
zone.
And
that's happened to me. Like I've been at a business meeting and a guy was like, put his hand on my leg like, oh, Mackenzie. And I was like, I looked down like, what are you doing? Like
right.
That's not okay. And then I have had a guy do a back pat. Which is different than a back rubby rub.
Yeah,
that is creepy.
Well, what's the difference? Please clarify for us.
No, I think if someone is, now say that I'm talking to my boss, and he touches my back because we're in a loud room or something, or we're in a loud party or
party,
staff meeting, and he touches my back, and he's like, oh, hey, wait, what did you want to tell me? Whatever it is. So, like, you kind of touch your back and kind of, like, lean in so you can hear each other.
It's different
That's
than
not
a rub.
Creepy. But a guy like coming up, just standing next to you and, like, rubbing your back? Absolutely
so
not. Absolutely not.
Poor child's like looking disappointed by hearing this. He's like, oh no.
Yeah, give me a break.
I mean, poor child could do any of this stuff to me and it just wouldn't faze me, but I've already seen him naked.
Yes.
So.
Everyone in this room has. It's so weird to me when guys like rev their cars when you're at a stop sign or a stoplight. I think that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And then they stare at you and like mouth something as if you're going to really roll down your window and be like, give me your number, baby.
Like,
yeah.
What's the end game there? I am sorry, but what is your end game? You think I am going to hear your engine and then all of a sudden get like flutters in my stomach and be like, wow, that's the one.
Let's wrap things up with Dez. See, we're learning a lot. Dez, what did you want to say? These are things that men do that they think are okay, but to ladies, they're kind of creeped out.
Well, I feel like that if a guy says that he loves you and he doesn't really know you, then that kind of creeps me out. Actually, it creeps me out a lot.
How often are you getting dudes telling you that they love you?
Not often, because I do have a boyfriend, but when I didn't, I would get guys to do that.
How long did Porkchop know you when he told you that he loved you?
He's a serial, I love you. I think it's cute, but sometimes it's cute. Like, I have guys like, when are we getting married? Those type of things, which can be cute.
I accidentally told a girl, like, really early on that I loved her, but that's after we were really intimate.
You were the one? Ooh. Did she say it back or did she give you
no,
a...
No, no.
Thank you.
Like, she gave me a special kiss and I was like, I love you. And yeah, it was over.
Ooh, I haven't even done
you
that.
You are cringing out, intern Chloe. I'm sorry, Chloe.
It's
are you
cool.
okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just think this is really funny.
Do you love Joe?
No.
So awkward.
All right, well, guess whose internship ends today?
You're not her boss.
Yeah, I am, and you're going back to Britain.
No.
See you later, sister. It's Joe McKenzie. We'll find out what's happening in the tea, and we'll look for a new intern next. It is Joe and McKenzie here. Do you love me or not, Chloe?
I like you a lot, Joe.
She's so
Chloe
sweet.
Chloe knows healthy boundaries.
Yes.
Good job.
No, Chloe, money is amazing,
that's
and she's going to stay over here by us.
It's British for I love you. When
no,
they say,
it's
I
not.
Like you a lot.
I like
no,
you a lot.
It's her,
like...
being, her, it's her wanting to say no and feeling bad and saying
well, hold on, hold on.
We've all seen Love Actually.
Here's the test. Do you love McKenzie?
Yes.
What's coming up
I
in the
tea?
I
love you, Chloe Money.
As calmly as possible, I'd like you to lose your mind.
Yeah, it's almost Friday.
Yes.
It is my Friday. I'm taking a personal day tomorrow.
Really?
Hey.
Are you really?
I don't know.
Let's all do it.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
At boss, are you listening?
Intern boss. Chloe's got this. She's oh, got God. The show.
Today, we're going to give you your daily crumpet update. We'll check in with the latest fashion with the queen
I
at
love
the
her.
10 after.
Chloe Money. She could handle it.
All right. What do you got going on today, McKenzie Money?
Well, we have a fun interview coming up. So we're going to do that. And then I'm going to go try to get in a quick workout with a personal trainer. And then I got to pick up. Your cleaning lady is coming.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
She's legit. If you want to get information, you're not a total creep, you actually need a cleaning person, DM me, Joe Pesh Radio, or you can do Joe and McKenzie on Instagram, and I will pass it on because I think you're going to love her.
I'm really excited. I mean, I just need some help just deep cleaning and getting in there. And then after that, I pick up Lulu, and we have to get pumpkins, but it's kind of not that nice outside, so we might wait till the weekend. We'll see.
Wow.
Actually, I don't know. I can't see out of our windows.
Yeah, we live.
It's sunny. It's supposed to be sunny and a high of like 59 today.
Well, maybe we will do some pumpkin patching. We don't know. What about you guys?
Well, I am going to meet my wife. I can't say why. I have a thing that I keep on teasing, but I can't talk about it right now.
You guys are you adopting something? A pet or a baby?
Something.
The flu.
No, sorry I'm so vague, but there's something with my wife I got going on, and it's interesting. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks I can share that with you.
That's so exciting.
What about you, Liv?
I am hoping to go out to lunch with some girlfriends, and then I have Cycle Bar tonight, mm-hmm. and I'm working, but I'm also going to try to take the class because I need that good workout.
I know.
Good
I want to come.
Sesh.
I have to come try it.
Okay,
you
real
have
quick.
To.
We don't have time for pork chop, but we know.
Yes, Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers.
Oh my gosh, you're bringing your
with
hostage
his boyfriend.
With you.
Yes, no, it's my boyfriend, not
this
my
to be
hostage.
His chance to
you're
escape.
Bringing your hostage.
Let's call
boy.
Him Bostage. His boyfriend who's a hostage.
I feel like just hostage boy.
Hostage.
Hostage boy.
Hostage
yeah, no,
boy.
We're going there tonight. It's going to be fun.
Oh, all right. Porkchop has a new boyfriend. It's official.
What if he hates trivia?
Yeah. No, he actually loves it. He loves Family Feud, he told me.
Oh, of course. That's what any victim would say.
Before, yeah.
R. Kelly's girls always agreed too.
Hey.
Anyways, time to tinkle out of here. I mean, get out of here. Hey, for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe.
Woo-hoo, Chloe Money.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.